and that Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara, the line after the small hay from the Hay Mishpat, the middle of the Amid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurim Shebetoyre Mesharinon, Kilo Hain Botzel Vekafle. Rashi says, "Mesharinen oisam kiilu ha'iser botzer ekafle." All the surim shebetoyre, we figure out if botzer ekafle, which is also a type of an onion, vilo ha'yenoisen tam beheter zes and yishbashal imay oisrei. So if the iser would have been batzel bekafleit, and that would be nice and tam in the heter. So then, we will answer the heter. Ubahach isuri deloimotze lemitaminu kama. We're speaking about isurim, which we personally cannot be toyim ourselves to see if it was nice and tam. Kegoy mino minoi. So we can't be malgish the tam of the iser. Viname shain emine di isure beleke kvele, vaakati lo ifse kilchese bishishim. As yet the Gemara did not know that there's a shir shishim. So that was the shir that Rabbi Yochanan said the shir is botzel vekaflet. Oma le rababe labaye, so rababe est abaye, Lesharinu bepalpalin betavlin. You're saying we're not cheshbening with what the Issa was. We're saying we're cheshbening ki'ilu the Issa was botzel vekaflet. So why do you make such a cheshben? Say there was a cheshben with palpalin, noisnim tam be'elef kemoisam. So why did you say this shir of Botzel Bekafle? Amalai shiru chachomim de noisim tam bi isurin yoiser bi Botzel Bekafle. Dr. Rashi, shiru chachomim ein bi isurin bi noisim tam yoiser mi Botzel Bekafle. So the Rishash asks Akashe, what do you mean? There's such a klal, you can only have Isser that has the taste of Botzel Vekaflet. You can have Palpalin of Ola. I mean, you can have a Isurim which have a stronger taste than Botzel Vekaflet. What's Shiyuru Chachomim and Bisurim Benoisim Tav Yosim Mi Botzel Vekaflet? This is the Rishash's Kashe. So I saw in the art scroll he wants to answer this kashi, he wants to say as follows. It seems a little bit like this in the Tiferes Yaakov. That Batsim is Azai. Dabar, we didn't know the Shir of Shishim. We're talking about Isurim, that we don't know how strong the Tam is. We don't know how strong the Tam is. So Memele, so, and that he says, an Isur that we don't know how strong the Tam is, we can assume, and we're permitted to assume, that stronger than Botzel Vekaflet it's not. That means we don't have to fear that it's stronger than Botzel Vekaflet. If a person had Yisurim Apalpulin, Savashteitzer, Palpulin is nice and tam be'elef. This shir that Rabbi Yochanan said, is kol Yisurim Shebetoyre, if we don't know how strong the tam is, we can be assured that stronger than Botzel Vekaflet it isn't. That's Tamazay and Isser, that is what he's coming to tell us. And Rashi says, Lalocha we paskin shishim. Omar Rav Nachman, Anusogir. Gid b'shishim ve'ein gid min haminyan. That means like this, we're cooking gidim, and we have one gid shalisa. So it's gid b'shishim. That means if the shishim gidim shalheta, So it will, it, the time of the git ha'osa will become bottle and shishim gidim. So maybe you're allowed to eat the shishim gidim of heta. Ve'ein git min ha'minyan, but the git ha'osa, that is not a chalik of the shishim. The bin in shishim, the heta levad minay. Nichishim shall heta besides it. That means if Yevatam is going into shishim, so memela, so becomes bottle and shishim. So that means altogether you need shishim ve'echa. But let's just go a little further, then we'll come back to the beginning. Kechal b'shishim u'kechal min haminyan. Now, kechal is the udder of a behemoth. Now, a kechal is, there's meat, and then there's milk in the meat. And we're speaking about that a person cooked this kechal, he cooked it together with the milk inside. So now you have, in this kal, you have two things. You have milk, and you have meat. And we're speaking about that he cooked this kal with 59 other pieces of meat. And that's what it's coming to tell us. Ukal min haminyan. We'll see, because be'etzem, the kal is muta dika meat. The problem is the cholov sheboy. So the chalav will become bottle in shishim kinegdoi. So really you need 59 chatichas of basa, and the chal itself will be mitztarif to the shishim, because the chal is muta dikemit. That's what Rashi says. Avol chal hoyel umin heteru. The chal is amin heter. Im nisbashel im habasa. If the chal was cooked with other meat, misharinin lei b'shishin, so we mishayr shishin lebahadi didei. We can use the meat of the kal to be mashlim the shir shishin, because the kal is mutadik meat, and we have the cholov will go into 60 pieces of meat, shekemoisa, so it can become, we can use the kal alone to mimavatal the issa of the cholov. And that is the difference between git and kal. The git lemaisa is osa. The git lemaisa is osa, so you need 60 other gidim to be mevatel the tam of the git. Masha'in came, the kal is mutter, so the kal can be mashlam dominion of shishim. That's what Rashi is saying. Before we go further, I'd like to just mention a shtikel ha'oreh. The Rosh and the Ran have a problem over here. Rav Nachman is a Basroi, and Lalocha we paskin ain't begidim benois and tam. So that's so a gid will not answer. So what is Rav Nachman saying that you need shishim kineged the gid, and then the gid is amitzaref? I mean, they don't need anything. Ain't be Lalocha we paskin ain't begidim benois and tam at the night's bell. So the Rosh and Ran answer was speaking about Shumnoi shel Git. We're not talking about the Git. The Git doesn't ask anything. We're talking about Shumnoi shel Git. The Shumnoi asks. Fine. So in Agavucha they say this is not, we hear it as a Mechudish Nekepshat from the Rivom. He said, since the Shuman is on the Osmi, the Rabbanon, not the Git, so a place where the Git won't answer, so the Shuman also won't answer. I mean, that's clear, not like this Rivon. They say the Shuman does answer. Fine. You'll then begin to be nice in time. So here, a shtickle ha'ore, so if we're speaking about the Shumnai shall Git, so what's that vain Git min aminyan? So you could use the Git also. The git is also can be min haminyan. We're talking about the shumin shel git, so lechayre, but the git doesn't hassle, so the git lechayre can be mitzvah, the shishim to be mevatel the tam of the shumnoi shel git. So what shat ve'ein git min haminyan? So one of the two, either pshat is git Shishi Megid is going on the Shuman Shalgid, so the Ve'en Gid Minaminyan means the Shuman Shalgid is not Minaminyan. You need Shishim Kineged the Shuman Shalgid. Need Shisha, the Gid means the Shuman Shalgid, so when Gid Minaminyan means you need Shishim Kineged the Shuman Shalgid, but in the Hanami, the Gid Taka will be Mitzarev to Shishim, the Etzim Gid. Or from the Loshon, the Rambam, Dachsim Evaistois, that since ain't begidim benois in tam, so it's like an eitz ba'alma, it could be, it can't be mitzuref afilu, to be mevatel the tam of the shuman, if it's like an eitz ba'alma, it could be, it's not even by leia. Okay, but that's a shtikul hora. Let's go further. Beya b'shishim, if you had a beya t'meya, so the tam becomes bottle in shishim bayim, vein bayim in a minyan, and the bay is not in a minyan, because here the bay is also. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok bereider Rabbi Mishar Shie, ukechal atzmoy osa, ukechal atzmoy osa. And let us see what Rashi says. Bayo shel oif tomei, ukechal atzmai osa, the kechal is osa. That means you're not allowed to eat the kechal. Shreya boso nosan boitam. The boso gave tam l'chayre in the cholov shaboy. That's what Rashi is talking about. That means we have here the cholov. The cholov was nispashit in the shishim. So that's mutav the shishim, but shereya boso nosan boitam, but the boso was nice in tam in the cholov, vuhu loy nosan tam beboso, the cholov was not nice in tam in the boso, lefi shemu etoya, that means there's shishim times boso kineged the cholov, so the boso doesn't become osa, but the cholov becomes osa, because the cholov was mekabalatam from the boso. The cholov was mekabalatam from the boso. So l'chayre, here it means the it just may say over the lotion of the Ritve. The Ritve says, "She'ein ha'cholov shebekchal kecholov da'alme hanoifel bekdeire sheyesh boisamach shum is batel shom legamri." That means all the time, if you have a tipa cholov, will fall into 60 shishim of boso, so everything is mutter. Because it's bottle b'shishim, so finish, so it's bottle. You don't, so the basar is mutter, and the cholov is bottle, so you don't have cholov avisa. Abu dahocha al yedei shecholov shebekchal hukonais begumais. That means there's small cavities in the kal, that there's some milk there. Einai ve'einai misroiken misham legamri. That means it doesn't leave the kchal completely. That means when you're cooking it, it's going out milk, but there is still some milk in the kchal, which remains there. Afa pishem mispashit begdeire adabin in samach, even though there is milk that goes out, and the milk that goes out becomes nisbatel besamach, but there's milk inside the kchal, there's small remnants of milk inside the kchal, which does not go out, and these remnants of milk are also, because this milk was mekabel tam of the basa. This milk didn't become bottle besamach, this milk is mekabel the tam of the basa. So memela, and that's l'chayre pshat n'rashi over here. Shreya boso nos kechal atzma yoso shreya boso nosan boitam in the cholov. Not the kal is heter, the the besar hakral is lechayra heter. But you're not allowed to eat the kral because there's cholov also in the kral. That's what Rashi means. Shreya bosa nosan boitam. The bosa gave tam in this cholov. V'hulay nosan tam bebosa bishemu etoya. So when you eat the kral, you have a chelik of cholov bosa. You're not allowed to eat the cholov. Lechayra, that's pshat Rashi over here. V'inoval l'kedera acheres, another halacha. Now, if this kral, which we said is also mishum acholov shemoi, what if it fell into another kedera? That means first you cooked it in this kedera, and then you take this kral and you put it in another kedera, it will answer the second kedera. Fine. Now, Omar Rav Ashi, ki avinon be Rav Kahane, when we went to yeshiva of Rav Kahane, Iboilo, he just said now that the kral will answer a second kedera. So he asked a shayla, ki misharinon, when you're mishayer, that nitshishim, kneged the kral in the second kedera, bididei misharinon, uri b'may denofek minei misharinon. How are you mishayer shishim? Are you mishayer shishim, kneged the cholov, Shebekhal, that's the Maidenofik Minei. Or your Mishaya Shishim Keneged, the whole Khal. That was the Shaila. So let me just say over a Ritva, so we'll appreciate the Shaila of the Gemara a little better. So the Ritva says as follows. Gabi Chetiches Nevele. If a person has a kezayis of a nevela that falls into a taruvis, poshitlei, the Gemara will never clear a shayla, how are you mishaya? Mishaya keneged a kezayis, or you mishaya keneged the amount of tam that leaves the kezayis? Because between you and me, you don't have a kezayis of tam. I mean, he said, "Gabi chetiches nevela poshet leishem asherinim bekulo." If you have a kezayis of issa, so memela when you mishaya shishim, you mishaya shishim keneged the kezayis of issa. There's no suffix whatsoever. Avol hocha, but here the Gemara cleared a shaila. She'ein akhal kula yosa. Here the kral is not also. The kral is a kosher piece of meat. El cholov sheboi bilvat, only the milk that remained inside the kral, that milk is also. Is dayenu shenishaya boi midyofe, ma denofek mina cholov. So it's sufficient, I will say, what we took out now, we cooked this kral in pat aleph, now we took in a shishim and pat aleph, fine. Now we go and we take out this kral and we put it in pad beis, or it fell into pad beis. So l'chayre, the whole iser that I have now in pad beis is the cholov that's still nishtaya in the kral, that's still left over in the kral. That cholov is cholov also, it was gada b'liya b'oso. So l'chayre, but the whole kral, l'chayre is a dover amuta. So the kral is a davar amutar, so l'chayri should only be mishaya, we should be mishaya. How much cholov is left over in the kral? And you should need shishim keneged that amount of cholov, not keneged the whole kral. That's what the Ritva says. Dayenu shenishaya ba'oy medyofe ma denofak min cholov. What goes out now in the second kedera from the cholov? You need shishim keneged that. You don't need keneged the whole kral. Yeah, that was the Shaila. So let's go back to the Gemara. איבוילון כמישארינם בדידי מישארינם, אי במאי דנופק מיני מישארינם. That was the shaila, and there was a very big mockim to say, במאי דנופק מיני מישארינם, because the whole problem is the חולב שבסייחוי, and that חולב is... And that chalav is so that's what you have to be mishayach. So the Gemara says no. Pshita de bedidei misharina. No. You're mishayach keneged the whole kal. Keneged the whole kal. The iba med nafek minei, if you're going to be mishayach with the chalav that will come out in the second kedere, how do you know how much went out? So the Ritva says, that for lahochi maskino, the maskonos agmoris, the kivin the lo yodinen bevadai maidenofik, but we can't pinpoint how much cholov went out. Veloi kolak cholim shavim, you can't, each kal could be this little more cholov left, a little less cholov left. So we can't give cheshbonos how to be mishayer shishim. Lemaisa we mishayer shishim keneged kulam. That was the teretz. That's more was patient. Said we cleared the shaila. So Rav Ashi said the yeshiva of Rav Kana we cleared the shaila ki misharinim b'didei misharinim b'may denofik misharinim. And the Gemara says, Pshita de Bidei Sharin is about enough, we don't know, some Mela, we will not make Cheshboinis in Hashara. Elamat, Oti Rashi. Bididei Misharinon, the Beinin Shei Beheter Shishim Kamoisoi, like the whole Kral, Oy Bemai Denofik Minei, Ein Tzorech Shei Beheter Shishim, that's the Loshna Shishim Betz, El Bemai She Polatze, Dahai mai dosi kamon lavik deiruhu umishte shadin leileba. We're not eating the kal, we're just eating what was poilet. So we should be mishaya in what was poilet. So the Gemara says, we don't know. So we're mishaya bekule. We can't be mishaya with a shishim, with a cheshbon that we do not know clearly. Elamato. So the Gemara asks Akashe. Okay, we're speaking about the first Kedere. The first Kedere, we're Mishaya Mishishim Keneged the Kral. Since we don't know how much Cholov there was in the Kral. Okay, the Gemara is going about the first Kedere. Elamato. So now the Gemara asks, we learn nofal l'kdeira acheres lo yeyosel. So if it fell into a second kdeira, it should nasa. So what is pshat in the kashe? Elamato hoyil. So what does Rashi say? This is a hemshach. The ace is before we're speaking about the first kedera. The first kedera, we don't know exactly how much milk there is in the kal. Are we mishayer ba'oimet shishim keneged what we mishayer, the amount of milk that could be in the kal? Or are we mishayer keneged the whole kal? So the Gemara said, since we don't know, we mishayer keneged the whole kal. So now, so the Gemara says, "Ooh, your Mishaya keneged the whole kral. Ella ma'ata nafal the kdeira acheres lo yeyoser." So if you were Mishaya in the first kdeira keneged the whole kral, so when it falls into the second kedera, it shouldn't answer at all the second kedera. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kash? We have a difficult Gemara now. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi, Elo ma'ato, hoyil ubedidei misharina, since we are mishaya, in the first kedera, we were mishaya keneged the complete kechal, ho'ivato kulei, so the whole thing became bottled, Shaholach, what is the Shittim get? Shaholach, kol tamay betavshul. The whole tam went into the first tavshul. The ilavochi, because if the whole tam didn't go into the first tavshul, amai boish shishim keneged kula. Why do you need shishim keneged kula? The kivin the kula betalta enough of betera acheres al yeyosa. So Rashi seems to be saying that the Gemara's kash is as follows. Since when the kral fell into the first kedai, so you said you need shishim keneged the whole kral. So therefore we assumed that the whole milk in the kral went out. If you're mishai keneged the whole kral. So if the whole milk went out, now that it falls into a second kedere, so what's there to answer? Again, only the milk answers, the kral is mutter, so what's there to answer? So the Ritva asks on Rashi, Amir Dike Kashe, so he says, the Leikom allow the Misharinim Bekula Mishim Denofakula. The Gemara says, not, I say everything went out, so that's why you Mishai can not get the whole kral. El mishum de lo yadina my denovik. I don't know what went out. Umiyu came long de lo yadina kule b'teirish. It could be Chazal knew that everything didn't go out. Be Mishayir, how much cholov went out and how much cholov is there in the kral by the first day. The Master says, you can't make numbers. I can't say numbers. So we're Mishayir, can I get the whole kral? If you want to eat the rest of the meat, make sure you have shishim keneged the whole kral. So he says, but it could very well be there's still cholov in the kral. That means I don't know how much was there. I don't know how much is left. So Chazal said, the problem is when you cook a kral, the only problem is the milk inside. That's the only problem. And so when we're talking about, we have a pot of shishim, of meat, keneged the whole kral. The kral, the meat of the kral is also mitzaref to the shishim. But I don't know how much milk there is. I don't know how much milk came out. So Memele Chazal did not want to give a shishim keneged an imaginary number. I mean, it's shishim what? Since I don't know the amount of milk that is there, I don't know the amount of milk that's going out. So Memela, they said, you want to eat the meat, make sure there's shishim keneged the kal. If you have shishim keneged the kal, the size of the kal, so Memela, the meat is ichakosh. Now, between you and me, did all the milk go out in the first kedere? Could be not. But we wanted it since the Gemara said before, since I don't know how much went out, how much was in, so to be on the safe side, Chazal said, you need shishim keneged ol kal, then it's ichakosh. Fine. But could very well be that there's still milk in the kal by the second kedere. So that's why it asks. And again, I don't know how much milk is left over. So Mamela, so that's why it asks. So what's the problem? This kasha, we see Tosis come out, also asks this kasha, but this kasha, the Ritva asks on Rashi. But Rashi is Shmuel, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Elo miyata hoyel b'didei misharinam, you're mishaya, you by the first kedera, you are mishaya shishim keneged the whole kral. The whole time went in the first tavshul, Divi lavochi, because if the whole time didn't go the first tashel, I my boys shishim kineged kulay, but given the kulay betalti navu dechels hayosa. So that's okay. It's a shvera Rashi, but that's the Gemara's kashi. So we have a kashi. He says, for some of the Gemara assume that everything went out already, so why does it ask for the second Kedai? So the Gemara says, Pakim and the Omar Rav Yitzchak, Berei the Rav Meshar Shekhal Atzmai also, we hear in the beginning, Kral Atzmai also, Shavi Rabon and Kichatich the Nevela. He said that Kral is also, so they made it like a chaticha de nevela. So now Rashi is very problematic. Rashi before said pshat and Rav Yitzchak, a kachal atzmai also shreya boso nosam boitam, because the boso was nice and tam in the cholov. Kachal atzmai also shreya boso nosam boitam, v'hu loy nosam tam beboso lefi shemu etoyim. The cholov, l'chere the cholov has a tam boso. Now the Gemara is asking, but this whole cholov left after the first kedaira. So Rashi says, kiven da omar Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rashi says, mivnei shebitchilo neser ad sheloi nitztamek de mishenosna agdeira boitam miyad neser. Ma'oz shavyu rabon nakratiches iso, shila oila masure kedama basnisen bizman shemakira. So now, what does Rashi mean? So that, I'll just say over how the ritual learned pshat in Rashi, and he has two kashas in Rashi, but I'll kapon them, let's just figure out what Rashi says. The ritual says that Rashi said pshat in the Torah like this. You're right. The cholov left it completely. After the first kedaira, there's no more cholov. And lechayre, and you're right, so why did it answer the second day? I'm worried the kekash. No, the koidem shenitztamek v'nitzchat nasar hakhal betam shekibo min hacholov. That means like this. We had cholov, let us say for practical purposes, we had an ounce of cholov in the kral. And now, when we were cooking it in the first pot, it's going out. It's going out, this chal is going out. Now, this cholov that's going out is lemaise got a tam boso from the chal. I mean, you're cooking, it's cooking, the boso, everything is nice and tam. So the cholov is going out, and the cholov gets a tam of boso. So we have in this cooking process, before it leaves the kral completely, let us say for practical, it takes 15 minutes to leave the kral. But before the 15 minutes, we have already also the kecholov, it's mekabel tamboso, and they'll leave the kral in 15 minutes. Then there won't be a drop of cholov left. Fine. But before the 15 minutes, you have also the kecholov in the kral. And when it started leaving, it assailed the cow. When it started leaving, it assailed the cow. Because we have here a whole procedure that you need shishim to be mevatel. The cow is not shishim keneged the cholov. We have all the meat. So the meat is coming in. There's a whole procedure over here. Before we have our shishim, it was nice and tam in the cow. And it assailed it. It answered it. That means after 5 minutes, we would shut the flame now, the cow would be also, because we don't have our shishim yet. The koidim shenitztamek v'nischat, before all the cholov came out, and everything got all mixed up, neser ha-kral betam shekibo min ha-cholov. So then the cow became also. So it became also already. Then it became also. As we continue, then it becomes mutter. It becomes mutter. It's So the Lashon of Rashi, let's understand the Lashon of Rashi. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows. That means after 5 minutes, the kal was also. After 15 minutes, the kal is mutter. But Chazal said, midarabonon, it's still also. So now, since midarabonon, it's still, not really, if you go, in reality, it was also. Now it became mutter. Chazal said, midarabonon, it's still also. So now it's also, the Rabbanon answered it because of the first 5 minutes. So Memele, since the Rabbanon answered it, so now the Kral is also. Now the Kral is also. Midarabonon. So the Kral answers the second Kedera, not Alf the Cholov. You're right, your Kasha was a Muradike Kasha. There's no more Cholov left over in the Kral. And the second Kedera, you only have a Kral. But the Kral is also Midarabonon. That is mina toire, it's not also because after 15 minutes it became mutter already. But you go from the first 5 minutes. Now that's, let's see again the Lashon of Rashi. Neshe betchilo nesa, in the beginning it became also actually nitztamek before it shrunk, I mean before the milk left it. Mishenos nakteira boita miyad nesa. Umei oz, from them should be Yerabon and Keratiches, Issa. Sheiloi la Masure. Nasa Soilamos. Sarabon and Asad. Rabon and Asad. That's how the Ritva says Pshat and Rashi, and the Ritva asks two kashas on Rashi. He says, if you tell me, since it was also after the first 5 minutes, Lamaisa, it became also. So since it became also, it became Basa v'cholov. So now you need shishim keneged. How can you say a kchal min aminyan? How can you say a kchal min aminyan is mitzarif to be mevatel the cholov? This is not Basa v'cholov. You say Chazal asked the Basa. So. He doesn't understand Rashi. He doesn't understand Rashi, and Be'emerson, okay, there's a Rabbi Kevega Zakashi, Rabbi Kevega asks, we had mentioned this Ashita, to be this is Rashi Shita, and Isser Dovuk, and Isser that's Dovuk to the Heter, so you need Shishim in that Isser. That means the Isser does not travel all over. The Isser goes into that what it's dovuk to, and if this, there's no shishim, it assels it. The cheshbon of shishim is if you have, iser and heter, they're in a big pot, it's not dovuk, this is not dovuk to that. So then, we say that, so we have the whole kedera to take in consideration, and we say that the shishim is mavatel. But if you have an iser dovuk, so that means, it's, so then, don't forget about the rest of the Kedera. It's dovuk to this etel. So if there's no shishim in this, it assels this. You can't take the whole Kedera into consideration by Nisr dovuk. So Rabbi Kevege asked, he doesn't understand, but this is al-kabon of what Rashi sounds like, that the milk in the kral is like a Nisr dovuk. You have a organ with milk inside of it, and now you're cooking. So lechayre, the milk should answer the kral. It's a nisa dovek. You can't take into consideration. So it was also already. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Mitchilo nesa. It became nesa already before anything else happened. So if it's nesa, so then the Rit reflects. I besoys of tosmin adin, and so lechayre if a ketish need mikadin shishim, it can be mitzare if it's not the. It became a chefsa di surah. So Rashi is very unclear. Let us see Taisvus. Taisvus, hopefully, is a little different than Rashi, and we'll understand Taisvus a little, understand a little better with Taisvus. Let us see Taisvus. Let us see Taisvus. Ukhal min haminyan. Vim taima. Even the kral atzmai osa, kidamrinem besamach. The Gemara ends up that the Kal is us, and Tosis understood in the Kasha, like we just said now in Rashi, that the Kal is us, and kein neimach tich atzmanasis nevela. Levoy shishim levad mikral. Forget we need shishim. The Kal is us. The minute you say the Kal is also, so now you need shishim. Can I get the Kal? How can the Kal be min a minion? That's Tosis Kasha. The Eshloima, so Tosis says, no, that is not pshat. The high the osa lav mishum sheitam chol of bekhal yoise mi bishabos. No. Napshad is that the khal was boileya more, there's a tam chol of in the bosa more in the rest of the pot. No. The bosa of the khal is just as kosher as the, all the other bosa in the pot. Elo lefi sheyesh boi gumois. There are cavities in the cow. Vacholov konus lesoichoi. And there's milk in these cavities. Viyesh ba'oisei cholov tambosa. In this cholov, here's a tambosa because the cow gave it a tambosa. Or maybe the other bosa also gave it a tambosa. Fine. So we have now a cow that is betzim, that the cow is mutter. The Evshelaf Rishay Minakal, now, after it was cooked already, so the small remnants of milk which is still in the Kral, you cannot separate from the Kral. That means if you would have opened up the Kral before you cooked it, you'd make cuts in it and you'll spill out the milk. So it's no problem whatsoever. But you didn't do that. You went and cooked the Kral with milk. So now there are cavities in the kal that still have milk after the bishul. The small cavities that still have milk. And that milk is also. So they said you're not allowed to eat the kal because there's milk in the kal. Not the kal mitzad atzmoy, because there's milk in the kal. Yesh ba'isachol of tambosa, v'yev shel afrishim in akal. You can't separate it from the kal. Me'yachash and isbashel. The Suleimani lekri. Now you can't cut it open. The small milk remnants are there, and it's also. Vim taima, like taisves. But I don't understand. Uma tam akal atmayosa. You say because of the milk remnants. V'loi kol ha'chol of akonis l'soichai begumais. All the milk left, niflat lachutz, v'nispashet, v'niflat b'shavet l'chol l'chatiches, k'da'omah misharinim b'kulay. The Gemara says, misharinim b'kulay, so we consider that everything left. So porich nami, the Gemara is takash, elo miyata, nofel l'gdeira acheres lo yeser. Mashme de pshita le sheyoytzei kulay, k'may sheforish b'sam, chazano, everything goes out. So if everything goes out, so there's nothing left. He just told me there's something left. But Taisa says, but from the Gemara it seems there's nothing left. And that was the Gemara's kasha. It says, shouldn't answer the second kedera. And the whole issue is only the cholov. The kral is mutter. There's no problem with the kral. So why is the kral also? There's no milk left. And the meat is mutter. So why is the kral also? So Taisus answers as follows. Lafisha mitchilas bishuloi, koidem sheyotza acholov legamri, nesar acholov shebekal, mnitam haos, abosu sheboi. So Taisus says like this, not the way Rashi says. When you started cooking it, so you have still cholov, let's say it takes 15 minutes for the cholov to leave the kral, after 5 minutes, you have still cholov in the kral, and you're not allowed to eat the kral now, because this cholov also. Yeah. Fi shebetchilas bishul ekayim shatsa chol v'gamri nesar chol v'shebekam neitam abosu shebat. V'oz lehoye yochelot eis bekriyim. So there was a matzav after the first 5 minutes, you're not allowed to eat the kral. Why? Because of the milk that's left over. After 5 minutes, there's still milk left over, this also the milk, and you can't get rid of this milk. Bishul, a 15-minute bishul will take out all the milk. But after 5 minutes, you have a kal that has milk in it, and you can't get rid of the milk after 5 minutes. Hilgach afla achel she nigma bishulot. Even though after 15 minutes, all the milk went out, she kvar yotza kuloi, suloi lishteri, I won't be matarit, the efshel lesochtoi osa. That means something that had iser in it, and it came out of it, that's osa. Rabbi Kveger asks, so let's not get into Rabbi Kveger's kasha. So Taisva says that this is something we can understand. So Taisva says, you know why the Kral is also between you and me, after 15 minutes the Kral should be Mutter. All the milk left it, Bosar HaKral is not also because there was Shishim to Mavatal all the Cholam. There's no problem whatsoever. But since after 5 minutes, you were not allowed to eat the kal, so Chazal were afraid, what is going to be, a person's going to eat it after 5 minutes. How did Taisus say now, Pshad, Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rabbi Misharshi? Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rabbi Misharshi said, you had a kal, that after 5 minutes, it's after 5 minutes, it has also the kecholav in it, so it remains also, even though the challah was cooked out. If you have a basar that was bruised and there's dam in it, so memele sherini kishofte b'shipude lebasar shenitzla legamri, you put it on a shpud and all the dam runs out, so the din is at its mutter. Legazrinin dilma asar lemeichel koydim gemarz liyosai. So Taisvah says, shani hasam. Shedach adam lotzis aydei melichetz liye. That was the whole purpose of cooking it, to get rid of the dam. Number one, he's not eating the dam, because the dam would leave it completely. So there Chazal didn't make a gzeirah. He's still eating the cholov. No, it's mutter the cholov, because it's bottle b'shishim. Or shemiz batel. Vishari lipsoi, osil mechlinu kaidim. So here, Chazal asked, there was chalav there. There was a time the chalav was osa. Later it becomes muta, and you're still eating the chalav. So here, Chazal asked to eat the chal, since there was a zman that inside the kal there was chalav also that you couldn't separate from the kal. So now, even though it separated from the kal, they still acid it because lemaise, you are still eating the chalav in the salt arubis. Now it's chalav mutter. So if there was a zman when the chalav will be also, so they asked that even though later the cholov became mutter, you might come to eat it when the cholov is still osa.